Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalu Tuni. The government has identified around 6.8 lakh mobile connections as fake and invalid. These connections are suspected to have been obtained using invalid, non-existent, fake proof of identity and KYC documents. The Department of Telecommunications has directed the telecommunications service providers to carry out immediate re-verification of these identified mobile numbers. The service providers are mandated to re-verify the flagged connections within 60 days. The department added that failure to complete re-verification will result in the disconnection of the concerned mobile numbers. The Secretary for Information and Broadcasting, Sanjay Jaju, yesterday said that the National Center of Excellence to train the youth on animation and visual effects is on the anvil. Speaking to media in Chennai, he said that the 3 lakh crore worth industry in film production needs skills in various facades of modern techniques. He said that the Center of Excellence would cater to the requirements coming from the industry. The secretary also held discussions with media heads of information and broadcasting and encouraged them to prepare a roadmap to take forward the objectives of the ministry. The secretary was on a one-day tour to Chennai. Central Nagaland Women's Association and Central Nagaland Students Association held a felicitation program for UPSC achievers Toli Nochishi, All India Rank 431, and Imsuren Lalongkumar, All India Rank 774. Addressing the program as special guest at Dimapur yesterday, Advisor, Food and Civil Services, Keti Sukalu, congratulated the two achievers and encouraged them to be sincere and honest in their line of work. He also encouraged young people to work with determination and commitment, saying that nothing can stop for those who want to excel. The advisor also mentioned that the state government is very concerned for the Naga youth as the state is going through a serious employment problem, adding that not all qualified unemployed can be accommodated in the government sector. To this, he said that the youth can be either accommodated in private sector or good investment MNC, but with the ongoing political issue, no big companies are ready to invest in Nagaland. Meanwhile, Toli Nochishi and Imsuren Nalongkumar shared their experiences and journey in cracking the UPSC examinations. The International Olympic Committee, IOC, has announced the launch of Let's Move India, an initiative to inspire people to celebrate the athletes participating in the upcoming Olympic Games in Paris. The move invites people from across the country to join the movement through a digital challenge on social media. According to IOC, young people can take part in a series of regional school initiatives to coincide with Olympic Day on June 23rd. The felicitation program for governors' awards of the toppers, rank holders, achievers in MILs and skills subjects in various categories of HSLC and HSSLC examinations 2024 will be held on 12th June at Dr. Im Kong Liba Ao Hall, Rajbhavan, Kohima. Informing this, the Nagaland Board School Education has invited all toppers, rank holders and achievers of governors' awards to attend the program. The heads of institutions of the toppers and rank holders are also invited to attend the function. However, parents are not invited this time due to space constraints. The NBSC therefore asked the institutional heads to inform the toppers, rank holders and achievers who had passed out from their schools to attend the program positively. The NBSC also informed that the confirmed list from the school should be mailed to nagaboard@gmail.com on or before 7 June by 3 p.m. for onward submission to Governor's Secretariat. Further, all invitees have been requested to report to the venue at 10:30 a.m. and be seated by 10:45 a.m. while students are advised to come in their school uniform. Northeast Centre for Technology Application and Research, NECTAR, Department of Science and Technology will be imparting drone pilot training for rural women to 10 qualified women from Northeast region free of cost. The Directorate of Science and Technology, Nagaland, informed that the training will be conducted tentatively during second week of June at remote pilot training organization Boko Guwahati. The directorate said the female applicant should be an indigenous inhabitant and in the age group of 18 to 65 years. She should also have an educational qualification of class 10 pass. Applications can be submitted to the director, Science and Technology, Nagaland, below Civil Secretariat, Kohima, 797004, while the last date of submission of application with details, contact number, email address and address for correspondence is 29th of May. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.